Turn now in the scriptures that the Lord has revealed to us in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25, we'll read this morning verses 1 through 30 of Matthew 25. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the prudent took oil and flasks along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight there was a shout, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the prudent, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the prudent answered, "No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later the other virgins also came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open up for us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. And he went on his journey. Immediately the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Also the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, 'Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have gained 2 more talents.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours.' But his master answered and said to him, 'You wicked, lazy slave. You knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank. And on my arrival, I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" And that's God's word. So the context, Matthew 24, the chapter previous, Jesus is coming again. And the coming of Jesus means great blessing to his people, but also great judgments to those who have not turned to him for their salvation. The first 13 verses reminds us of our need to be ready to serve him at his coming. We ought not to think that we can prepare ourselves fully, believing and beginning to live a godly, fruitful life when he comes, at the point and time when he comes. then it would be too late. But we must rather begin now. Otherwise, he will say to you at his coming, truly I say to you, I do not know you. All those earlier in Matthew when he said, those people were saying, Lord, Lord, did I not do this in your name? Did I not do that in your name? He gave the same response. They did not truly know him, and so he did not truly know them. And these truths, further rooted in the following parable, the second parable of the talents. The master, we are to see, of course, the Lord Jesus. The master being the Lord Jesus, who has blessed his servants. And the godly servants take what the Lord has given to them and they use it to serve him faithfully in the many years that they might have, or maybe a few years that they might have. And he blesses them according to his will. And they serve him faithfully. But there's the third servant, the one who got the one talent. There's another servant who is blessed, but does not serve the Lord. That servant was afraid. And we read in verse 26, but his master answered and said to him, you wicked, lazy slave. You knew that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I scattered no seed. He knew the things concerning eternal life, and yet did not serve him in return. And so we're called here, beloved, to serve the Lord now. That is why he has put you here on this earth, to serve him. Might be a greatly convicting passage to us, for those who might find themselves not serving him or being lazy in serving the Lord. Because here is a servant who is thrown into the outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, talking about hell. So may it convict us, and may we serve the Lord with great joy and earnestness. And we would not find ourselves in that place, but with him forever. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we see warnings like this throughout the Scriptures. Those who believe, profess to believe, and yet there is no fruit. We know when justification comes by faith alone, and yet that faith is never alone. It works itself out and works of righteousness unto you, the Father. And Father, we're asking that you would show mercy to us who've been lazy and not served you as well as we ought to have served you. There are many in the church, perhaps in our congregation, who profess faith, and yet don't serve you, but they serve themselves. And Father, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins, that we would be diligent workers, for we owe you all our lives. For you have given your own Son over, delivered him over, that we might have all things, so we owe you everything. So Father, work in our hearts by your Spirit, through your Word. Shower us with your grace. Our bodies may be frail and weak or sick, and so we cry to you that we might serve you, that you would heal us and strengthen our weak bones and muscles and strengthen our souls, that you would work in us great fruit for your glory alone and for your praise. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.